This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo.
Awful. That sounds awful.
We have a... Diagnose the problem. We haven't fixed it yet.
That's all right. We got you. Come on, man. Let's do this. Let's do this right.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. First, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we your number one spot.
Let's go, baby! The new season is here!
Yeah, man!
We welcome you in here to the start of a new NFL season here on this Thursday, September 4th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live alongside executive producer.
What are you doing with him?
These buttons are a little slow today. That's all right. Everybody excited for the football season. There's party. They just out there eating burgers.
Just having a good time.
Just
this is the start of the party.
Pizza.
This is a lot of food. I'm going to take some food home today. I'm going to get out there before they do.
This is the start of the party. They just now getting popping. Yeah, a lot of bad jerseys out there. Not a lot, but a few.
No,
bad
there's
jerseys
some bad ones. There's an Aaron Rodgers jersey out there.
That was tough.
It's better than Mark, the Favre one they used to walk through here.
Well, did you know that the guy before him used to announce at Green Bay Packers games?
I didn't know that until we had a meeting every month.
You know, guys, used to PA for the Green Bay Packers, like, God damn it, like, I get it. Oh, you're trying to relate to us because it's sports, but Jesus Christ.
And to be honest, I was going to say, so that's not
just
fair.
Just say it.
Stop.
Not fair.
I'm tired of your boy always saying, I'm good.
Fair.
We're not gonna do anything on this show until you say it now.
I don't even know if dude knew what a first down was.
Oh, yeah. I doubt he listens now. Not that they did before.
No, they definitely didn't before. Why the hell would he now?
I don't know. So how are you gonna be the PA guy?
You think if he saw us on the street, he would recognize us? Oh yeah, it's D-Lo and KC. Or just
that one? Oh yeah.
You talk about him now.
Nah, he definitely.
That's like if Scott Moak didn't know what a 3-pointer was. That sounds crazy.
Scott Moak not knowing what a three. That is funny to me. I don't know why. That is hilarious. Hilarious.
It's something about you could just weed those people out sometimes. Nothing wrong with him. I'm like, oh yeah, this guy, he don't know nothing about sports.
He don't know ball. Some of them have radio shows. I'm just saying.
True story. He ain't lying.
Some of our bosses didn't even know what we did.
That's true.
Oh, man.
Shout out to the halls.
Shout out to the scuttlebutt, baby.
Scuttlebutt.
Shout out to the scuttlebutt.
Oh, man.
We here, baby. We here. I hope everyone is excited for the football season. I know you can't see it. Jersey Gate, ultimate Jersey Watch ultimately ended without a jersey.
Oh.
As I think anyone who you guys have known me for 23 years, as we talked about earlier, Everybody knew this was going to be the result. I wasn't going to be able to decide on a jersey.
I would have been pretty shocked if he walked in with a Dion Cowboy jersey or something.
But I did go to the mall, as Kenny suggested.
Oh, you did go?
I did look.
Okay.
And I chuckled at the idea of buying a Micah Parsons jersey because it was on sale for half off, which our girl Vanessa did. Vanessa has a Micah Parsons jersey on that she bought yesterday.
You talk about bad jerseys. I was disappointed in seeing that from our girl.
That was
Vanessa.
Funny. That was
She's like, yeah, I'm a Cowboys fan. I said, all right, man.
And I kind of looked around. They had that Steve Young you really like. Mm. And like, yeah, I'm not wearing that. It's like, I'm not doing this. And then I remembered I had this Kaepernick shirt. So it's like, this is what you get.
They
you
have
get
no Raiders? Shirt. No white Raiders?
They had not white, but they have black and silver. Mm. And I looked at that 34 for a minute. And then what it really boiled down to was like, am I going to wear this again? Am I going to wear this like next
Monday? From now?
That's a good point. Damn. That's a good point.
That might have been the last time, but.
The one football jersey I felt like I would wear multiple times are those black Kaepernick jerseys. Mm. And there was no way I was going to get those. So I found this Cap shirt that I had when he dropped the Nike collection and rolled along. And I was amused when I walked in to see my partner trolling me.
What? This closet, is not a troll. This is respect.
It's not a Randy Gregory fan?
This is respect, bro. This is respect.
Wait,
man.
Turn around, Casey. Who
Let
is that?
Let you know I'm still here.
Oh.
Man. I'm still here.
Says Lance.
This didn't get thrown away. This is still here. I ain't never giving this up.
He's
this
trolling me.
Have you ever had to wash that?
It's a good.
My fault. Forget even that. Nah. Forget ass. It's good. What were you going
to
say?
I'm trying to think if it went to the cleaner. I don't know if it made it to the cleaners because it might have been two wears. Because he got it. It was the second year of it. So look, he got it for me Christmas of his rookie year. He got hurt in the second game of his second year. That was the last time he played for the Niners.
After his coach put a hit out on him.
I didn't even get a chance to be like, it's game day. Trey Lance, let's go. I didn't even get a chance.
No. I admire the level of trolling. It's solid work on your part.
No, it is not trolling. No, it is. Letting you know, it's still here. It's never leaving.
No. Auntie Wanda's got the nice Joe Montana jersey on out there, and Kenny came in with the Trey Lance.
This is to let you know, it's always going to be here. It's always going to be near and dear to my heart. I'm not going to put no tape over it and put McLaughlin.
No.
I'm not doing that. Or Robinson. Isn't he number 5, DeMarcus Robinson? I'm not doing it.
The only Trey good Lance, thing about that jersey is the style. The black shadow is so cold. So cold.
People say I'm biased. I think the Niners have a top 3 jersey in the game. Like their jersey, their complement of jerseys, I think it's unmatched. I think it's number 1.
You have an 80.
Oh, yeah. I got an 80 regular joint.
You got an 80?
I got an 80 white one with the shadows.
Okay. You got an 80. You got a 16. You got that. Do you have Fred Warner? You don't have Fred Warner, do you?
Nah, I don't have none of the young guys. I was thinking about that today. I don't have any current guys. If I did, it would be Purdy, Kittle, or Warner. Warner would go first. Warner would.
Purdy,
Warner.
Huh?
Yeah, he's going to be here for a while.
Okay.
He's going to be here for a while.
Warner, if I when I was looking at current players, it was like, Fred Warner's my guy.
Yeah, Fred, that's my dog. But, that's my dog. The collection they have, I think is
Shula says, no, Steve, you do have a Steve Young jersey.
I do have Steve Young, I think the collection is best. The Steelers are close, but the Steelers have a really, really nasty throwback. Like, it's garbage. It's trash. It's like...
Is it that gold, that
the one with
yellow
the stripes
one?
Or something?
Oh, yeah, that's terrible.
It is.
That's
as a matter of fact,
terrible.
I don't even think it goes up and down. I think it goes around
that's,
like that.
Yeah, that's ass. That's no good.
But when the Steelers go with the black jerseys with the yellow numbers, mm-hmm. that is fire.
Mm-hmm.
Fire. So they're up there. I think the Packers are up there, too, but they got the sorry little throwback,
well, I
too.
Think the Raiders are up there.
Raiders are up there, but they're... A lot of people like the silver. I like the black letters better.
I like
numbers better.
Chargers aren't bad.
I think they're not.
Chargers are good.
I think I actually think Raiders fans hate this, but I love the white ones.
The white with the
black.
Silver. Yeah.
I love those.
That was fire.
Those are
that,
the, uh, not
That's the one I was going to get when Charles Woodson got drafted.
Did they
I was
do,
like, I'm going to get me a Charles Woodson jersey.
Did they do white and silver? That was one of the Color Rush.
Color Rush, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think Raider fans hated those too.
They
I don't
did.
Think Raider
it
fans
was an
liked
old,
the white jersey.
It was a throwback to their AFL days, though.
Is that what color they were, really?
They were the white, they had the white jerseys with the silver letters when they first started. That I white jersey that. With the black letters is fire.
Oh,
though.
Yeah.
That is
cold.
Fire. So they're up there for sure.
Cold as ice.
Yeah.
Cold as ice. I think the Bills, the frost jersey or whatever that they dropped. Yeah.
That looked like a D-Lo special.
Yeah. That looked like a D-Lo special. Yeah. That is nasty, nasty, nasty.
Me and Jesse were just talking about the Eagles. When they go back to the Kelly Green joints, those are fire.
Ooh. Yeah, that Kelly Green color is.
Ooh, those
special.
Are cold.
Yeah,
those
that Kelly
cold.
Green color is special for sure. Yeah. Well, man, we're happy you're here. We're thrilled that you're here. We've got a lot to talk about. Spent 45 minutes with the insiders, didn't reference Juwan Jennings one time, at least not from a contract standpoint. Yeah, the exact incentives, at least to the best of my knowledge, haven't been released. But
no, I haven't seen it.
He didn't necessarily sign a new contract as much as he got some incentives added to his current deal, which, you know, you can call it a happy medium if you want to. It was more like, hey, here, kid. Hmm. Like, I don't, you know, if he performs, and I don't know if these are playing time incentives, performance incentives, whatever they may be, like, I'm sure the 49ers are happy to pay him if he hits him. Mm. But in the end, it's not what he wanted. Mm. There was a report from Schefter that I read courtesy of NinersWire.com. Go read the articles multiple times. They did offer him a multi-year deal, but there was clearly something about that that him and his representatives did not like. So they're choosing to roll the dice here on what this season looks like and see if he can continue to either emerge or cement himself as a top receiver for the San Francisco 49ers.
And that's obviously, if you could get the money now, then yeah, you would do that. But at the same time, I think that's, you know, not bad at all to come out here with the role that you would have with this 49ers receiving group. See if you can have another top flight season. We mm-hmm. talk about it all the time. He almost had a 1,000-yard season again. If you could put back-to-back seasons where you're getting 900 to 1,000 yards receiving, going into unrestricted free agency, yeah, you might be able to ball out there. Kyle brought up a good point during the insiders. I think the incentives, if we're being fair, are probably playing time incentives, because if you put him at performance and he's third or fourth option potentially, you're setting him up to not be able to get those incentives. So I think for everybody involved, I think it'd be fair if the Niners made those incentives playing time or games played or snaps taken type incentives.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was the representation of Juwan Jennings, I wouldn't take anything less than that. I definitely wouldn't be taking no performance or all performance incentives in that type of deal.
Sure. It feels like the injury was a bigger story than the contract. The contract was certainly a big story this camp, this preseason. But I feel like because of the type of injury that he had, and I do believe he did, that became a bigger story than the contract thing. Because in the end, you know, whether we're talking about Micah or we're talking about, you know, some of these other hold-ins, hold-outs, those types of things, Juwan had leverage, man, but he didn't have a lot. And it was kind of like one of those things that I don't think you were here that day. As Jesse and I were talking about it, I actually worked myself into believe like, yeah, actually, I'm okay with what he's doing. He's in a position where he's going to have to be the number one guy probably for a large chunk of the season. But that's not necessarily how the NFL works. Like, it's like, yeah, you're probably going to have to this year, but what is that ultimately going to mean for you as this franchise moves forward? And It was a tough spot for him, but in the end, I felt like he was going to be there. In the end, I felt like he was going to play because the leverage was so minimal. Mm-hmm. And I hope it works out for him this year. I hope he's healthy, Because if he is, as we outlined yesterday or a day or two ago, you have a different comfort level with this wide receiver room knowing that he's there. Mm-hmm. It may not be great. It might not be an all-pro wide receiver room, but looking at Ricky Pearsall to ascend a little bit, as you pointed out, it's a first-round pick. Whether he was shot or not, he's a first-round pick. And then now Juwan Jennings.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Who was great for you last year? It has been good for you.
For me, it takes that wide receiver room to a place where it's professional. It's, dare I say, good. Like, I think it's good. It's not great. It's not elite, nothing like that. But Juwan Jennings is a proven commodity in the league. Ricky Pearsall still has to prove some things, but in the times that he's been able to play, he looked fine. He looked like a good wide receiver. I, maybe unfairly, but this is the way I like to look at it, especially with how the game is played in 2025, I add George Kittle into that room. You know, I know he's a blocker and all this other stuff, but he got 1,000 yards receiving last year.
Mm-hmm.
So you put him out there, and if you get a healthy Christian McCaffrey to also help be a receiver,
mm-hmm.
I think that's a good group that you have. It's not complete. You'd probably want one or two more receivers, but just having Juwan Jennings there seems to balance everything else out. And in 3 weeks, you get DeMarcus Robinson. I'm pretty bullish on him. I think he's going to be a really good addition to that wide receiver room. So it gets you to the point where, hey, we've got good wide receivers, good weapons for Brock Purdy to go along with what we want to do as a running team. Like, that's always, to me, that's always the basis of a Kyle Shanahan offense. Run the ball to set up the pass.
And sometimes good, not to be stupid, good is good enough. You don't have to be great. You don't have to be all pro. Like, sometimes if you just have guys who can run their routes, create separation, and you have a good quarterback, which I believe the San Francisco 49ers do, that's enough. Mm-hmm. And part of what your receivers do, part of, like, so much of this is, you know, the domino effect for the quarterback. If you got a wide receiver that can create separation, if they're running a 10-yard route, they're running a 5-yard route, they're running a slant or whatever, that helps your quarterback. There is an urgency to get to the quarterback quicker. And the way this offensive line is constructed, yeah, I'll take my chances. I'll take my chances with Brock Purdy back there. Plus Christian McCaffrey, who, if you missed every other show this week, Christian McCaffrey's health changes the trajectory of this team to me.
I agree.
And, like, there are players on each team. Understandably, like, if you stay away from the quarterback position, you start removing guys, and it's like, yeah, it's going to be a lot tougher for them. Christian McCaffrey is the one. I think Trent Williams is another. When you remove those guys, it gets really, really difficult for this team. But I think as it stands right now, this team, the San Francisco 49ers team, is in a great spot to start the season.
I think so, too. And they're going into this week one matchup with the Seahawks healthy, I guess. I know Jordan Watkins was one of the guys, the rookie wide receiver. He's one of the guys that's probably not going to play. The running back, James, he's probably not going to play. Other than that, and you got the DeMarcus Robinson suspension. Other than that, from everything I've read, everything I've heard, everybody's ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've mm-hmm. got the big boys ready to go. Christian, Trent, Fred, George, Brock Purdy. Those guys ready to go. Ricky Pearsall's ready to go. I think Jacob Cowing might still be dealing with a little something. But, yeah, you're going in there relatively healthy. Mm-hmm. You made it through training camp and made it through the preseason.
Jacob, did he go on the pub list?
Yeah, he came back after the pulled hamstring and then hurt it again. So I think he is on the pup list, out for the first 4 weeks or so.
Jesse, can we get that confirmed from Kyle real quick? Is Jacob Cowing on the pup list?
IR.
IR. IR. That's what it okay. was. That's what it was. All so, right. Yeah, they're relatively healthy. They'll be ready to go week one. And just getting Juwan Jennings there. I think Juwan Jennings is a guy that, and I think the 49ers feel this way as well, but is a guy that you want around for some years to come. I know John Lynch said they're going to continue to work on a long-term deal, and if they can put something together for Juwan, they'd like to have him for years to come. He's not a number one guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a borderline number two guy, but he's tough as a $2 steak. And that's what you need. You need one of those guys that's going to go across the middle. He knows how to get open, knows how to get separation. Then no matter where the ball is, if it's anywhere in his radius, he's not afraid to go get it. Mm-hmm. He's third in Juwan for a reason. You know, that nickname is there for a reason because mm-hmm. I think Brock Purdy believes in him. I think Kyle Shanahan believes in him and his ability to not only get open, but go attack the football when it's in the air in his play. So I hope they get something done with him long term. When I first saw the deal and how it was, I was like, well, get ready for the last season of Juwan Jennings here in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And that still could be the case.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope they figure something out, man, and he stays in the Niner uniform for years to come because I really enjoy him as a wide receiver.
I feel like he's a valuable piece to what they do, but there's also like a happy medium. And the argument this offseason I think is going to be tough for everybody because I'm not of the belief that Brandon Ayuk just returns and is great. Like, and I'm talking about this season.
Mm-hmm.
So if he comes back and completely understandable is slow to, you know, start, slow to get going, you probably, I would think, you're John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan, you have a little bit of angst this offseason. Then you have the Juwan Jennings situation who you know he's either gone or you're back into a contract situation with him, and now you have to make a determination on what you think Brandon Ayuk will be moving forward. And that's tough because you already paid Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
And now you're going to have to decide whether you're going to have two highly paid wide receivers that aren't the likes of Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, right? They're not the one in the league with, you know, someone who is really good and those two can balance each other out. You would wind up paying, and granted, the money's not the same, but you'd wind up paying two guys decent contracts, yeah, and you're not really sure what either one of them are.
Right.
Unless, of course, Juwan has a year that erases all doubt, and I think in that situation, John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan would be happy to take that and go with it.
To that Brandon Ayuk point, our guys over at the Morning Roast, 95.7 The Game.
Good show.
They had Jerry Rice on this morning.
And good
Jerry,
guess.
Yeah. Man, Jerry was talking
it
about
it. Is really different over there in San Francisco. It is very different. We got Matt George today, by the way. 3:15.
Shout out, Matt. What up, boy?
They have their goat. We have ours.
That's right.
Could have had Randy Cross at one point.
Wow. Oh, come on, man. What is with you today?
Where? I'm
what
hyped.
Is going
it's
on
football.
With you?
It's a good day.
Is there any other buddy, any other former coworker you want to take a shot at?
It wasn't even a shot.
By the way, that guy was dead. All right. Nah, that's fine. No, it's good. Come on, man. We're fine.
He was
nothing to see here.
They were asking him about Brandon Ayuk, and it's like a lot of what we've talked about since, you know, previewing this year. Like, I'm not expecting anything from Brandon Ayuk this year. Like, he may play, but I'm not, oh, when Brandon Ayuk gets back, like, nah. I don't expect anything this year. Jerry said after he tore his ACL in the first game of the season in 98, I believe it was,
mm-hmm,
against Tampa Bay, he said, I didn't feel right for about 2 years.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like myself till about 2 years. Now, here's the funny thing about that. I went to go look that up and be like, man, Jerry didn't really get back to form,
mm-hmm,
you know, for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's out that year because tore an ACL, and I think he broke his kneecap in the game he came back on Monday night. The next year, not 2 years later, the next year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 151 catches for, or excuse me, 82 catches for.
I was about to say, that is insane.
No, 82 catches for 1,157 yards.
Yeah, that's pretty good too. That's pretty good too.
I was like, oh, maybe that first year back, he only had like 800, 700. No. 1,000-yard season again. Didn't even feel right.
All right, we'll come back, man. We are just getting started here. Football is back tonight here on ESPN 1320. Coverage begins at 4:45. It's the Cowboys at the Eagles. It's D'Lo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.